Well, over the past year, year and a half, we in the country, not only our region and throughout the world, really lost out and missed out on a lot of things that go on. And especially when you look at a community like ours, which is really small and dependent upon the businesses and the farms and everything that operates here, it was a pretty devastating year. Well, something that we really did miss, and I know I missed it, and I know a lot of people missed it, and that is at Willowbrook Farm, the corn maze. The corn maze is going to be back this year at Willowbrook Farm. And once again, we have Ken Beneke talking with us. Ken, nice to speak to you after a year's absence.
Well, thank you very much for having me.
Well, so let's talk a little bit here. When we put this up on our on-demand page, we're going to have a picture of a corn maze, but that is your corn maze from 2 years ago. Let's talk before we get to talk about what the corn maze looks like this year. The opening day is coming up this Friday for the corn maze, and that corn maze will be open at Willowbrook Farms just off Route 22 every Friday, Saturday, and Sunday from 10 to 6 from Friday on, right?
Yes.
All right, now let's get to the corn maze itself. I remember speaking to you a couple of years ago about the process of imagining what it's going to be, and then the process of actually laying it out, and then the process of getting on your tractor and making the corn maze. How did it go this year?
Actually, it was a little bit more difficult than it was in the past couple of years because I waited about a week too long to start mowing. So the process, what I do is when I plant the corn, we normally plant it in rows, obviously. But then I plant it again at a smaller population, the opposite direction, so that it gets the population really thick. So when the corn maze is cut out, it makes it so that you can't see through the rows. A friend of mine drew out the picture, and she gave it to me, and then I plot out where it's going to be in the field. Just in the boundaries of it, and then I just kind of by eye I do the with a regular circular turn lawnmower.
So it's done really by eye, and I don't know if anybody can imagine this. I can't imagine as an artist sitting on that tractor and getting in a big large open field, even though you've seen what you know what it looks like and you've laid it out. It really has to be a pretty tedious time evolving thing.
Yeah, it probably it took me about 2 days total to do it, probably about six to 7 hours time I got all done with it, and then I had to go back and actually remow because if the corn doesn't mature, it'll keep on growing, so you have to go and mow it through again. But like I said, this year I was a little late, so I had to bring some poles as I was mowing and just kind of get my boundaries where I was so I could stand up on the lawnmower and kind of see where I was in the field.
Well, it's obvious a labor of love to put a corn maze together. Now, let's talk about the maze. Once again, it's going to be open beginning this Friday, and it's open Fridays from 10 to 6, that is going to be through Halloween, right?
Yes, it is.
All right. How do people go? How do they get tickets and stuff like that?
So the way it's going to work is we're going to all the tickets are going to be sold at the farm store, and the corn maze itself is just across the road, and you park right next to the corn maze across the road. What you'll do is you'll get a stamp, and then if you'd like to get a postcard photo of this year's corn maze so you can kind of get an idea of the layout of it, or if you want to get some help, you can use that. Or if you don't want to use it and just be challenged, you can use it at the end if you do need it, or just for help. But that's about it. And it's going to be $5 for kids. They have to be accompanied by adult. And $7.50 for adults.
Now, a nice thing about attending the corn maze is at the farm store, and we're talking about the corn maze, which is opening up on Friday at Willowbrook Farm on Route 22, just north of Millerton, is that with the store there, you have a lot of other things that families can do and hang around and look at.
Oh, absolutely. We have, we just started picking pumpkins, so we're going to have a variety of pumpkins and gourds. My mother has a bunch of goats here that are in a pen kind of next to the store that the kids can feed. We have the baby calves that are born. We are a dairy farm, so we have calves that are born weekly. So they're always here, you know, at the farm that I can give tours. My niece Ella, Maine, when she's available, she does give tours of the farm on request. So.
Yeah, and we were talking about this before we got on the air. I think it's great that your family farm has been in existence since 1943, and you're the latest generation to take it over and farm it.
That's right. It was my grandfather's farm. They were actually, both of my grandparents were delicatessens from Germany. And then they moved to the city, and then they retired, and then my mother's father retired, moved up here. And then my father's father was the one that actually purchased the farm in 43 and then started farming.
So you found a great way to carry on the tradition there. And explain to people, I mean, what you do, my grandfather was a chicken farmer, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And I saw this man work every day from 5 o'clock in the morning when I was young till dark. On his farm, keeping everything in order. You really have to have it in your blood and the commitment to do that, because basically your hours are just basically kind of like that, aren't they?
Yeah, it's definitely not a job. It's a lifestyle.
Yeah.
Every day is different. Some days you could work 2 hours. Some days you could work 16 hours. You know, and that's the part I like about it, I guess, the freedom to do what you kind of like and what you love.
And also, you're keeping on a tradition that more and more dies down as you look across, as more farms become horse farms and other things like that. You're keeping up a tradition that really this area is all about.
That's right. There was a lot of dairy farms in the area years ago, and now there's minimal. And, you know, when you drive up north of the valley where we live, it's just there's still a lot of farmland. And if that farmland goes away, it's either going to be housing or it's going to get grown up into trees. So a lot of people don't realize when they turn the corner by our farm just what it takes to keep the land the way it is around our farm.
No, it really is. Like I said, had I not as a young kid lived on a chicken farm, I would never, never, never understand. So once again, what we've been talking about here this morning, Willowbrook Farm, on Route 22, just north of Millerton, their corn maze, the opening day is this Friday. Now, the corn maze will be open weekends, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday from 10 until 6 through Halloween. Mm-hmm. By the way, as we mentioned, tickets for this are available at the store, and Willowbrook, the store itself is open Thursday through Monday from 10 to 6, right?
Yes, that's correct.
So that's where people can get the tickets and more information. And really, how's the summer been for you with seeing as this is kind of like a rebound summer? How's the store's been doing, and how's the farm doing?
The everything's been going pretty smooth. You know, the farm never shut down through COVID, so, you know, we had to keep on producing every day. So that was kind of the same in that respect. The business was good last year. We had a lot of local support, which I appreciate. Thank you very much. And then, you know, this year's has died off a little bit, but, we're still, you know, doing fairly well.
I think that once again, with people more and more getting out and also coming up from the city, I think that this year is a great year to have that corn maze more than anything, because once again, it gives something for families to do that's outside and that involves the fresh air.
Yeah, absolutely. It'll be really fun. The corn maze is about 7 acres. My son has tried it a few different times, and he's minimum of 25 to 30 minutes of getting through it, and he was pretty much running.
So,
that's what I'm kind of throwing at you.
Well, it sounds like it's going to be once again great to have it back. The corn maze at Willowbrook Farm, weekends 10 to 6, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday through Halloween. Opening day, as I said, this coming Friday, and the store is where you get the tickets and information from. And the store, Willowbrook Farm store on Route 22, just off 22, is open Thursday through Monday from 10 to 6. Well, once again, congratulations, Ken. It's a lot of work that goes into this, but I think what you do is makes up part of the fabric of our community.
Yeah, well, thank you very much for having me, and I hope to see everybody this Friday.